You are listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Bobey. Let's step right up to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we've got a lot of material to cover on this edition of the DX Audio Service because we've got some new columns and some new editors coming aboard. So let's jump right in. Listening to a very finely produced program called Radio Netherlands Media Network, hosted by Jonathan Marks of Radio Netherlands, and he had a program on called The Burst of the Worst, which has been one of the funniest programs I've ever heard on shortwave in a long time. They featured a lot of bloopers and behind-the-scenes stories and outtakes on radio. Some very finely put-together material and very funny. And one thing it did do is spark my memory that this April will be our anniversary edition of the DX Audio Service. The Audio Service was founded in April of 1985, and it is a tradition here at the National Radio Club that we put together a parody of the DX News Magazine and also of the DX Audio Service. Therefore, please be advised that all you creative minds out there and all you air check collectors, which might have some material in your air check collection, if you have any bloopers, behind-the-scenes stories, some outtakes and such that we can, of course, air here on the DX Audio Service, be sure to send them to us here at the National Radio Club, DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And if you feel so inclined and have a creative mind, you might want to type up a script or even maybe put down your own material on cassette tape and send it to us here at the Audio Service. We can't promise that we'll use every single item which is sent in. However, we'll give it a try. Last year, we had enough material to do about three cassettes, some very funny material. But we'll try our best to do as much as we can on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Actually, it's not the next edition. There's a blooper already. It's going to be the April edition of the DX Audio Service. Got one between those, okay? And if you feel so inclined to put something on tape, please do so and send it to us here at the Audio Service. Something which Phil Wayne and I have been kicking around for a long time. We've discussed this now for about 2 years, and I figured what I'd do is bring it up to the membership and see what everyone thinks of the idea. Phil and I discovered, which is, to say the least, it was right under our nose, and we just never realized it, that many of the editors here on the DX Audio Service have been or are in radio, and probably have air checks of themselves. Jerry Starr, Phil Wayne, John Bowker, myself, just to name a few. A lot of our new editors coming aboard or are involved in radio. But we also realized that there's a lot of members of the Audio Service which are either in radio or have been in radio. And what we're thinking about doing is a market scope just with people in the DX Audio Service. So, take note, if you have been in radio or are in radio, perhaps what you might want to do is copy on a tape one of your air checks, one of your best air checks, and send it to Phil Wayne. And we're going to see if we can get together an interesting market scope featuring nothing but DX Audio Service people. How about that? Speaking of air checks, we've got some items here to pass along. We've had several calls on the action line concerning air check companies, that is, companies which sell air checks. There's two which come right off the top of my head. There's the Air Check Factory up in Wild Rose, Wisconsin, and then also California Air Check, which are probably the most common. But have you heard of these two? There's Argentina's ADXL, which offers a catalog for U.S. $1 of items, including a C60 cassette with IDs, jingles, sign-on, sign-offs of Peruvian and Chilean FM stations for U.S. $11, and a year subscription to their bulletin is $20. It's ADXL, Post Office Box 406. And I'll spell the city, I believe this is, 2000 Rosario. Should get Tim Hendel in here to pronounce some of these Spanish names. This is Argentina. Also, for a self-addressed stamped envelope, an 8-page air check cassette catalog is yours from Number One Market Air Checks, Post Office Box 568, Department NRC, East Hanover, New Jersey, 07936. And they'll probably start trading air checks again as soon as they get settled in. But first, write with your needs and desires if you are interested in collecting and trading some air checks. Well, I see Mr. John Bowker is walking in, and John has what looks to be a some kind of book there, John. And what you got?
Well, as you know, I've been looking through this brand-new NRC AM logbook, which is terrific. And something struck me.
What's that?
The thing that struck me was I was up at the high end of the dial looking at 1490, and I noticed there was a state missing from 1490. Well, I don't know why I happened to notice it either particularly, but when I did a little research, I found, and this is the trivia question, one state of the United States has no stations assigned by the FCC, broadcast station, you know, regular radio stations, that's what I'm trying to say, above 1450 on the dial. What state is that?
Oh, boy. There comes John with another tough trivia question. Well, we'll find out the answer to that in just a little while. But we got a quick message, and then we got Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch column.
Just a reminder to our members, if you are renewing your subscription, changing your address, or have any questions about your subscription, contact the National Radio Club headquarters at Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. If you want to place an order for NRC products, cassette tapes, back issues, and written technical articles, contact the National Radio Club Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansfield, New York, 13661.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We have four editions to go down through for you this month, and also some brighter sides of the AM business. For the first time in quite a while, there are more stations coming on the air than went off the air. Let's start with edition number 196 and call letter changes. A very slight change on 540 WSTG, Columbus, Georgia, changes to WSTH. 590 KFXM, San Bernardino, California, changes to KRSO. On 1050 WSTH in Alexander City, Alabama, becomes WDAK, the call that used to be on 540. 1230 KRDR, Gresham, Oregon, becomes KKGR. 1380 WNAK, Naugatuck, Connecticut, changes to WFLK. 1430 KFIG, Fresno, California, becomes KFNI. And on 1490 WSDC, Hartville, South Carolina, changes to WTNI. Three applications for new stations in this edition on 730 in Sun Valley, Nevada, on 870 in Pequannock, Connecticut, and on 1600 in Watertown, Minnesota. One grant of interest in this edition on 1590 KMTI, Manti, Utah, gets a grant to move to 650 kilohertz with 2,000 watts day, 900 watts night. The antenna will be U4. And in otherness on 1050 KNXX, Albuquerque, New Mexico, station's only a few years old, is silent. 1110 KHEI, Kihei, Hawaii, station is silent. On 1310 WYND, DeLand, Florida, this silent station is now back on the air. On 1360 KRGL, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, the FCC has asked this station to show cause why their license should not be revoked. The station has been silent off the air since 1986. 1510 KFNN, Mesa, Arizona, silent under the calls KJAA, is now back on the air. On 1590 WKTP in Jonesboro, Tennessee, this silent station is back on the air, and it looks as though a trend is developing. It is not uncommon for an AM station to rebroadcast an FM station, but now some of these stations that have been silent are returning to the air, and to save money of hiring an extra staff and everything, are rebroadcasting other AM AM stations. Of course, it's perfectly legal with the FCC to do so. And in the case of 1590 WKTP Jonesboro, they are rebroadcasting WKPT 1400 in Kingsport, Tennessee. Finally, on 1600 WQBR Atlantic Beach, Florida, another silent station is back on the air. Moving on to edition number 197. Under call letter changes on 750, KAIG Gretna, Louisiana becomes KKNO. On 800, a non-change, KZAN, Brigham City, Utah. Never used that call. They remain with their former call of KNKK. On 880, KRNO, Conroe, Texas, back to their call of KIKR. On 900, WDVT, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, goes back to a former call of WFLN, although there is rumor that will be changed again. 1240, WTIP, Charleston, West Virginia, becomes WVSR. 1340, KOTY, Kennewick, Washington, changes to KTCR. 1350, KIDN, Pueblo, Colorado, becomes KRYT, a call that moves down the road. It used to be up in Colorado Springs for many years. On 1390, WAJD, Gainesville, Florida, changes to WZRZ. And two changes on 1450, KXXL, Bozeman, Montana, becomes KUUB. That call change also signals a return to the air to this formerly silent station. And on 1450 also, KSLI, St. George, Utah, changes to KSGI. Two new stations were granted, 750 in Carson City, Nevada, 10,000 day, 10,000 nights, U4 antenna. And on 1200 in Virginia City, Nevada, 10,000 day, 1,000 night with the U4 antenna. Several application highlights on 1050 WQWM in Kokona, Wisconsin would like to go full-time by adding 900 watts at night. And on 1330 KLBS Los Banos, California wants to install a synchronous transmitter in the city of San Jose to run 20 watts with a directional antenna during the daytime only. One interesting grant on 1120 WLJH in Petal, Mississippi changes their city of license to Denham Springs and even changes the state. Denham Springs is in Louisiana. Under otherness on 650 KORL Honolulu, Hawaii, this silent station is back on the air. Another one relaying another AM station. They're relaying KLHI. On 890 WFKJ Cashtown, Pennsylvania, new station is on the air. 920 WAZQ Orangeburg, South Carolina, this station is silent. On 1010 KPSL Thousand Palms, California, new station is on the air. 1120 WWOU Destin, Florida, another new station on the air. 1160 WELX Callahan, Florida, new station now on the air. And 1180 WHJM Knoxville, Tennessee, a new station on the air. 1550 WLVX Bloomfield, Connecticut, silent station is back on the air. And 1580 KTSS Davenport, Iowa, this silent station has also returned. They are relaying KFMA. Moving on to edition number 198, under call letter changes, 1120 WWOU, new station that just came on the air in Destin, Florida, has changed their call already to WBZR. 1220 WNNR, Hamden, Connecticut, becomes WXCT. On 1260 KAFX, Dybul, Texas, becomes KCFX. Two changes on 1270, WORL, Eatonville, Florida, becomes WBZS, and WYAK, Surfside Beach, South Carolina, changes to WXMB. On 1340, KMKM, Lubbock, Texas, changes to KFMX. 1390 WEED in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, a long-time call, changes to WEWD. There are three changes on 1450. KATR Greeley, Colorado becomes KGRE again. WSPB Sarasota, Florida changes to WWKY. And WWHT Goose Creek, South Carolina becomes WXCH. 1470 WVBS Burgon, North Carolina becomes WXBG. 1490 WLXR La Crosse, Wisconsin changes to WLFN. Three new stations were granted, 990 in Miami, Florida, 5,000 day, 5,000 night, U3 antenna. This frequency has been in the courts for quite a number of years. There was a station on 990 in the Miami area. It was taken off the air by the FCC a number of years ago, and as many as 30 different parties had filed to take over the frequency. They have finally narrowed it down to one, and 990 Miami, Florida has been granted as a new station. 1030, another one that's been in the courts, Union City, Indiana, is granted 1,000 watts D3 antenna. We'll tell you more about that in a second. 1240, South Haven, Mississippi. Station will be full-time with 580 watts day and night. The antenna will be U1. One application highlight on 1130 WEEO, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. They want to raise their power to 5,000 watts, no big deal, but the major change is they want to move to the city of Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Looking down into otherness on 700 KSEV Tomball, Texas, that's suburban Houston, the station was silent under the call KTBT after being on the air for less than a year. They are now back on the air. On 710 CHYR Leamington, Ontario, despite conflicting reports that they are or are not using their 730 frequency at night, this is a real oddball. It's the only one that we know of in the Northern Hemisphere that has two frequencies. They are on 710 in the daytime. At night, when other stations change antenna patterns or change powers, they also change frequencies and move up to 730. A year or so ago, they announced their plans to apply for 710 at nighttime, too, so they could remain on the same frequency and drop the 730 operation, but that has not yet taken place. So it looks like you still have a chance to log one of the true oddities in the broadcast band. The station is attempting to get an FM frequency allocated to Leamington, and if they do this, they will most likely delete the AM operation altogether. Now, if no FM frequency is forthcoming, then they will apply to move the nighttime operation to 710. So that's where it sits, at least at this moment. 840 WKDE, Denton, Maryland, station that has been reported testing, is now on the air with regular programming. On 1090, KTNX, Oakhurst, California, another new station is on the air. 1450 WCLM, Highland Springs, Virginia, which was silent under the call WRGF, is back on the air. This is in suburban Richmond, Virginia. And we mentioned earlier, KUUB, Bozeman, Montana, silent under the call KXXL, is also back on the air. 1480 WLEE Richmond, Virginia, one of the old line AM stations in town, has been silenced. The station is now off the air. However, if you are familiar with this operation down in Richmond, you know that WLEE shares time with WBBL in Richmond, owned by a church in Richmond. WBBL only broadcast 2 hours on Sundays. Of course, WBBL did not maintain their own transmitter and antenna for those 2 hours every Sunday. Basically, all they maintained was their license. They used the same transmitter as WLEE. Now that WLEE has gone silent, what happens to WBBL? Well, someone goes out to the transmitter and turns it on for that hour in the morning and that hour in the evening. WBBL still broadcasting 2 hours a day on 1480 while WLEE is silent. And on 1510 WTRJ, Troy, Ohio, this saga may have finally come to an end. WTRJ was granted a move to 1030 kilohertz. The FCC was petitioned and decided to reconsider this decision and has finally instead granted 1030 to Union City, Indiana, as we mentioned above. WTRJ's original CP for 1510 kilohertz was never built and put on the air, and we don't know at this point if 1510 is still a viable CP or if WTRJ in Troy, Ohio is gone from the band and from the logs forever. We'll let you know when we get more information on that. Finally, we move to edition 199, which was a very short edition with only one call letter change. We told you this was coming earlier here on the tape, 900. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WDVT had changed back to their previous call of WFLN. That only stuck on the wall for a few weeks. Another new call down there now, WURD. Grants for two new stations, both on 1170 kilohertz in Laurel, Delaware, 5,000 watts directional daytime only. That makes that a D3 antenna. And Falmouth, Virginia, 2,500 watts, also D3. And in otherness, on 820 WOSU, the voice of Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, their full-time operation is now on the air. Another one of these stations that have separate transmitter sites for daytime and nighttime. On 1200 CHMG, WNNG, St. Albert, Alberta. This station is now here, formerly on 1070 kilohertz. And on 1400 WWXX, Alpharetta, Georgia, a northern suburb of Atlanta. This station was a new station, then it was silent, then it was back on the air a few weeks ago, and now it is silent once again. The place where the studio was is now a dentist office, so it looks like this station may not be returning to the air for a while, if at all. And that does it for another edition of AM Switch. Jerry Starr reporting from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And if you'd like to write to Jerry in care of the AM Switch column, just write to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio. And the zip code is 44512. Well, we have one item here on the DX Change column on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Wanted, cassette or 8-track recordings of high school, Indian Reservation, AFRN, TIS, or Talking House stations. We'll listen to and then return and reimburse for shipping. Contact Chris Cuomo, C-U-O-M-O, at the following address, 670 3rd Avenue in Verona, Pennsylvania, 15147, or you can call Chris at area code 412-828-6376. And John, you know, I can't recall a station, or I should say a state that falls into that category.
Well, if we can trust the NRC AM log, and I know it's right, at least in this case I know it's right, mm-hmm. The state is Alaska.
Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Well, I guess you can trust the AM log of my seeing that Mike's been doing that thing for I don't know how long. Anyways, let's get into one of our new columns. Here's Laura with a look at some rating information.
Greetings to all listeners of the DX Audio Service from upstate New York. I'm Laura McCusker with a new feature of the service, ratings results from the top 100 markets. Courtesy of the Birch Rating Service, mostly. I should mention before beginning that this is my first time trying to disseminate all the vast information which was bestowed upon me for this ratings thing. Wasn't aware when I volunteered for this assignment that I'd be sent a ream of raw statistics and be asked to pare it down to 4 or 5 minutes. There are, of course, many approaches one can take to reporting ratings results, combinations of actual numbers, as well as things like format, city, that sort of thing. So if you have any comments or any suggestions on how you'd like to hear this whole thing handled in the future, send them to me, Laura McCusker, that's M-C-C-U-S-K-E-R, please get the spelling right, at WROW 341 Northern Boulevard, Albany, New York, 12204. And now on with it. In major markets, New York City looked rather depressed last summer with very low numbers all around. WQHT Hot 103 overtook perennial leader WHTZ by a slim margin, with Z100 slipping to a 6.1 share. AOR WNEW-FM was third with a 5.9 share, followed by Urban's WBLS-FM and WRKS-FM, and Power 95 WWPR, which, by the way, is supposed to be changing back to their old WPLJ calls sometime in the future. Out in L.A., rocker KPWR-FM is firmly in the top spot with a 10 share. KIIS-FM comes in at number 2 with an 8 share. News Talk KABC-AM was third, followed by AOR-KLOS-FM, KOST-FM, and KROQ-FM. Out in the Midwest, Urban WGCI-FM is tops in Chicago, peaking in June with a 12.9 share. Every DXer's favorite, or favorite pain in the neck, I guess, depending on your location, News Talk WGN-AM was second with a 9.3 share. The Loop WLUP-FM checked in at number 3, followed by Rocker WYTZ-FM, AOR WCKG-FM, and another favorite, WBBM-AM, in 6th. Rock is tops in Beantown with WXKS-FM in the number 1 slot, pulling a 10 share for the summer. Also in Boston, AOR WBCN-FM, which is heard occasionally here in upstate New York, a close second with a 9.2 share. DX Nightmare WBZ-AM is third, followed by another AM outlet, News Talk WRKO, in 4th. Urban Contemporary was tops in Philadelphia last summer with WUSL-FM chalking up a 12.9 share. AOR Stalwart WMMR-FM was number 2 with a 10.7 share. Rocker WEGX-FM was a close third with a 10-4 share, followed by All News KYWAM and AORWYSP-FM. Big Band WPEN-AM is gaining, posting a high of 4.6 for September. Urban Contemporary was also tops in Detroit, with WJLB-FM posting a 13.3 share. AC Powerhouse WJRAM was number two, pulling down a 9.7 in September. AORWLLZ-FM was third, followed by Rockers WHYT-FM and WDFX-FM. Some notable statistics from the top 100 markets. Country music has certainly seen higher rating days. Outside of the Deep South, it's hard to find the format, even in the top five. It's tops in Austin with KASE-FM. Greensboro's WTQR-FM is comfortably atop. Knoxville's WIVK-FM blew away the competition last summer with a 30.3 share. In Montgomery, it was WLWI-FM on top. And in Phoenix, KNIX-FM barely beat out rocker KZZP-FM for the top spot. Other than those exceptions, cheating and drinking music is doing rather poorly in the top 100. Even in a city like Atlanta, country WYAY-FM is all the way down in sixth place. Some stations doing rather well last summer, posting incredibly high numbers. Augusta's rocker WBBQ-FM demolished the competition with a 29 share in July. In St. Louis, Clear Channel News Talk KMOX-AM continued its winning ways with an average 20 share. In Saginaw, rocker WIOG-FM way out in front with a 37 share. In Rochester, AOR WCMF-FM came in with a 23 share. Tucson's leader is rockin' KRQQ-FM, pulling down a 29 share. In Chattanooga, it's AOR WSKZ-FM leading the pack with a 25. In Johnson City, another rocker leading the way, WQUT-FM, posting an average 30 share. And in Des Moines, they like AOR KGGO-FM, giving them a 25 share for the summer. On the flip side, with depressingly low numbers for the past summer, New York was mentioned before. WQHT posted a high of 6.6 for the summer. That was enough to make it number one. Out in Denver, rocker KRXY-FM averaged an 8 share, putting it on top. In Miami, rock is tops again, with WPOW-FM managing an 8 share for the top spot. In Nassau, out on Long Island, WHTZ Z100 averaged at 7.5 share. News Talk KFBKAM was number one in Sacramento with a 9 share. In San Jose, rocker KHQT-FM was on top with an 8.5 share. And San Francisco looking depressed, with news talker KGOAM in first, managing only a 7 share to take the top spot in that city. AM radio continues to take it on the chin. AMs with high numbers are few and far between, and finding an AM outlet in the top position in the top 100 markets is a difficult task indeed, with only 8 markets boasting a top-rated AM. And just to give these fine markets the recognition they deserve for this accomplishment, they were Kansas City, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, St. Louis, San Francisco, and Stockton, California. And before I close, just as I was wrapping up this whole report, the fall Arbitron ratings for Albany came out, which was a cause for much happiness where I work, as WROW-FM is back on top after slipping down for the past few books. ROW had a 10-7 share, barely beating out rocker WPYX-FM, and DX favorite WGYAM came in third. That about wraps it up for this edition of the DX Audio Service Ratings Report. Remember, if you have any comments or suggestions for future editions, be sure to send them my way, and I'll be insulted and ignore them. No, I'll take heed of any advice for this new feature and try to best serve the interests of other NRC members. Until next time, good DX to all.
How would you like to join the verification game? Now you can help out with station tests. Here's how. Send Wayne Heinen at 4131 South Andes Way in Aurora, Colorado, zip code 80013, 2 25-cent stamps per station. And Wayne and Jeff Tynan will print and mail an effective test request letter for you. You can either specify the station and the time, or just take potluck. Increase your verifications and help out other NRCers at the same time. Join the verification game.
This is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington. According to Radio Netherlands, there is a DX shortwave news line, and the number for that is Area 301, and the number is 953-0777, and it's a recording. Also, apparently there's a new station coming on in Sprague, Washington, rumor has it, and the 1290 spot and also the 1410 spot in Portland, Oregon area market are both dead at this point. So it means the 1290 spot where KLVS was running its infamous Elvis format was off the air over New Year's when I was down there. Thanks a lot.
Hello there, audio service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh in Oakland, California. I just received word from my friend in Napa, Jay Arnold, that a new radio station has been granted a permit, a construction permit, out of Yountville, California. Apparently, from the information I got, it will be a 2,500-watt daytime, 500-watt nighttime U4 pattern arrangement. It will be owned by Heritage Communications, and that's really all I know about it. Apparently, this announcement just came yesterday. They must have, I had heard that they were granted the license in 1985, but apparently they just made the announcement yesterday that they were ready to build. That's all I know at this point, so maybe in future editions you might keep a lookout for the Yountville station at 840 on the dial.
Hello, Fred, and hello to the DX Audio Service subscribers. This is John Scroggs calling from Jonesboro, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta, about 25 miles south, and I have some news in the Atlanta radio market. On this past Tuesday, January the 3rd, 1989, we had two radio changes. First, Fox 97 at 97.1 FM had been an oldies station with a possibility of some things left in the 80s, with actually their format was the classic hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Well, they dumped that and went to all oldies all the time. Further, at 92.9 on the FM dial here in Atlanta, Z93, a long-standing top 40 station, dumped that back in the fall and went to an urban contempt format. That bombed. After 3 months of that, they have switched now to classic rock and roll, i.e. vis-a-vis WCXR in Washington. And those are the radio highlights from the Atlanta radio market.
This is John McCann of Richmond, Virginia, a new audio service DX subscriber. Okay, just a few things. First of all, on WGGM, alluded to in Jerry Starr's AM Switch, edition 193, a station attributed to Woodbine, Georgia, call letter changed to WCGA. I find this interesting because WGGM has, according to the station receptionist here, been operating as that in Virginia for at least the past decade or so. WGGM was at 1410. In June, it switched to 820, 10,000 watts day, and operating 3,000 watts night. I believe that antenna pattern is either U2 or U3 at this point. Also, Michael Friddle and Ernest Holt on December 21st, had a comment about WSKQ and WUKQ. The interesting thing I find there is that he said that WEVD on FM, he said 98, it's 97.9 precisely, was supposed to move to 1050. I find that interesting given that, to my last recollection, WEVD had an AM outlet at 1330 by the same call sign. I'm originally from New York. I didn't get a chance to check that out, whether 1330 is still EVD and EVD FM is 97.9. But why would EVD on the FM wish to go to AM, and what impact is this going to have on its 1330 AM outlet, if in fact it still owns that outlet, which if it doesn't, I dare say the 1330 frequency has a different call on it at this time. Very good, Fred. Keep up the good work. This is John McCann saying goodbye.
Hi there. This is Mike Dukin calling from near Hayward, Wisconsin for the DX Audio Service. And I got a little information about a couple of stations. Been listening to KSTT in Davenport, Iowa on 1170. And I've noticed that just around the time of the new year, they have dropped their Transtar Satellite Fed Oldies channel format and are now simulcast with their FM facility, which they call 97X. They call it pure rock and roll. And so that's what they're doing. I don't know if they've changed their call letters, but I'm sure that AM Switch will tell us all in the next edition of the audio service. Also, I've been listening to KTNN in Window Rock, Arizona, They've been coming in on 660 on the AM dial, and they've been coming in with a fairly good signal here up in northern Wisconsin. And I called them last Wednesday evening, and I talked to one of their announcers, and he said that they've been having trouble with their towers, with their tower, and that, you know, that they've notified the FCC and that they're trying to get it fixed. So I would suggest that anybody in the Midwest that would like to try to catch KTNN should try to do it now before they get it fixed. And I first discovered this on December 27th. So that's pretty much it from this end.
Fred and other DX Newsline, DX audio service subscribers, that is. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland, recording this message on January the 9th, 1989, noting that the WKDI, that's Whiskey Kilowatt Delta India from Denton, Maryland, the 840 is on the air with 1 kilowatt of power, daytime. I don't know the antenna directional pattern, if they are directional or non-directional. The person I called did not know either. As a matter of fact, she told me the power was 1,000 kilohertz. They call it, we play the best hits. It's kind of a weird mixture of top 40 hits from the middle and late 70s, and not much later than that. So I don't know what this station's going to do. USA Network News at the top of the hour, and they put in fairly readable signals in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Hi, everyone. How you doing? It's Nick from up in Mamaroneck, just outside of New York City. And I have a couple of questions. One, is there any possibility of getting anything along the lines of an AM stereo radio on the market these days? If not, does anybody have anything used they want to actually get rid of for some reason, preferably with both systems? What's my other question? I have one more question. One has to do with if there are any sorts of air check magazines that are available to the average public that are not exorbitantly priced. So if anyone has information on that, please let me know. Thanks.
This is Rick Lewis in the Dalles, Oregon. As of today, January 16th, the 1410 in Park Rose, Oregon, suburb of Portland, is on the air again after being silent since about mid-November. They are on with their new call, KBNP, as reported by Jerry Starr. And BNP, of course, is Business News Portland. And they say they're 24 hours a day, which would mean the inauguration of their nighttime authorization, which is, what was it, about over a year old, I think. Anyway, I thought people listening to the audio service might be interested in that rejuvenated station.
Yes, this is Mark Marino calling to report the change did occur. KWKW is now on 1330. This is Wednesday morning, midnight, January 18th. KAZN is now 1300 in Pasadena. And they just, from what I could gather, I believe 1330 is broadcasting from new studios on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm not certain about that. And right now, 1300 is just running this harp music with a recording telling listeners in Spanish that KWKW has moved to 1330 and that the Korean, Radio Korea, will come on the air today at noon. Just thought I would report that change. It did occur Wednesday night, midnight, January 18th. Bye for now.
And if you've got something to say, let us know. Give us a call on the Action Line, area code 419-224-3916. We'll be back in a moment with a look at sports networks right after this.
You've wanted them, you've asked for them, now they are here, the WNRC Sculpt Cassettes. These air checks have the music cut down, but you can still hear the professional warmth and comedy of Milwaukee's number one convention station. WNRC was only on the air for 2 days, but you can hear it forever just by ordering your own Sculpt versions. Each order contains 4 C90 cassettes and a vinyl notebook and is sent first-class mail to you in 4 to 6 weeks from the date of order. Send $9.95 in check or money order to the National Radio Club Publication Center. Again, that's $9.95 to to the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661.
Hi, Fred. This is Ken Anischuk in southwest suburban Chicagoland. The NBA radio stations that I have found out. And to start out, that in the Eastern Conference of the NBA Central Division, the Detroit Pistons this year, the first-place Pistons, are on 950 WWJ. It's extremely difficult to hear it because of the interference from WJPC in Chicago. So I have to either turn to an affiliate, which is very difficult to hear, but I think there's 1600 WTRV in Muskegon, Michigan, which I have heard before in the playoffs. But 5,000-watt station just isn't going to make it here to Chicago that well, especially covered up by Chicago. And Cleveland Cavaliers this season have switched from Clear Channel 3WE to regional WRMR. I have no idea what reason. I had to read the Cleveland Plain Dealer to find that out. I was very disappointed because WRMR is just about impossible to hear. I believe I heard it once under WJW call letters years ago. And they protect other stations on the frequency in the east, so they're going to have a very limited coverage area unless I can pick up one of their affiliates on the network. But Cleveland is stuck with 850 WRMR. The Atlanta Hawks this season return to another regional station, 920 WGST News Radio. WSB and 750 has decided to carry other programming, so again, it's another year without Atlanta Hawks basketball. You have to tune to WGST, or if you're lucky, get another affiliate on their network. The Milwaukee Bucks this year, as always, seems to be perennial on good old 620 WTMJ. Nice, clear signal in daytime, but once the local sunset comes on, they go directional north, and the signal chops about in half. Sometimes it's almost impossible to hear. Sometimes it's pretty good. It just depends upon the skywave condition. They might have other affiliates on the network. I haven't even tried. 1310 WIBA in Madison used to come in pretty good, but like I said, I haven't really tried. My good old local Chicago Bulls on AM 1000 WLUP with Jim Durham and Johnny Kerr doing the play-by-play, and sometimes they simulcast on the TV network, Channel 32 Chicago, Channel 18 in Davenport, Iowa, Channel 39 in Rockford, and Channel 55 in Springfield, Illinois, are all on the network. Sometimes they simulcast there, too. The Indiana Pacers, this year last-place team, though, but still enjoy listening to the games. On the Big 1070 WIBC, they might be big in daytime, but 10,000 watts at night. Scattered reception, sometimes good, sometimes not so good, because they are pretty well directional at nighttime. I believe to mostly to the southeast from what I've seen in the pattern book. In the Atlantic Division, we have the New York Knicks this year on the Big 66 WFAN Sports Radio, which I have to null out WMAQ to be able to hear it. I have heard it a few times. Philadelphia 76ers back on 560 WFIL. I do miss it when years ago they used to be on WCAU 1210, but CAU rather carry other programming, so Philadelphia 76ers are on the 5,000-watt WFIL. Boston Celtics again. Heard them only once ever on WBZ years ago. This year they're on News Radio 59, WEEI, and I don't have a chance of hearing them. New Jersey Nets this year, they're on 1130 WNEW, and that's kind of tough to hear, so that's out. Charlotte Hornets. I did hear them even in pregame, and occasionally now and then I can hear them at night on 1110 WBT. Protecting KMOX on 1120, Charlotte protects Omaha also in KFAB, so it's a little bit difficult at night, but if I stick tight to the dial 1110, I can pick up the broadcasts. I don't know who does the play-by-play, but it's still nice to hear an expansion team playing on AM 1110. And that's a list of the NBA flagship stations that have come across in the DX News. And I hope you listeners out there will enjoy NBA basketball on these stations. And hope to talk to you again next issue of on the NRC DX audio service. Happy New Year, and so long for now.
Thank you very much, Ken. And Ken will be back with us in future editions of the National Radio Club's DX audio service with a look at sports networks. Having a problem in receiving your DX audio service cassettes? Maybe they're a little late in the mail, or perhaps they didn't even arrive at all, or were damaged. If that's the case, be sure to let headquarters know. Contact Mike at the National Radio Club headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. On part two of the DX audio service, we'll hear from John Bowker, Phil Wayne, and a host of other DX audio service editors with a lot more information and tidbits. So stay tuned to your DX audio service.